Johnson reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 28th, 2018. On this date in history, 1915, the U.S. Coast Guard was established by President Woodrow Wilson. On this date in 1956, Elvis Presley made his first national TV appearance on Stage Show on CBS. And on this date in 1973, a ceasefire officially went into effect in the Vietnam War. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing. No security deposit. Cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer. $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte. Highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on four Redding Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Redding Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000 mile lease, 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF, ends 131.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Chocolate After Dark is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park Friday, February 2nd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Design Zone. Buy your tickets online or at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar. This is a 21 and over event only. All funds raised support the educational programs and exhibitions at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Holy crap, or another day here at the office,
mm-hmm.
or the office, whichever you prefer. Wow. I mean, there's so much news in the news cycle this week. How do you keep up with it? You can't, but you do try to go after the stuff that, I guess the mainstream media just ignores. And doesn't talk about, and so it's crazy out there right now. But I'll tell you what, I believe that the crapola is getting ready to hit the wind draft device.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
So anyway,
you mean the fan?
Yeah, that's it. the excuse me, I still can't quite shake this stupid flu or whatever it is. I feel better one day and I'm all right, and this morning I wake up, I'm just congested. So you just have to bear with me here. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and it is January 28th,
already.
2018. Yeah. Holy moly. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
And Bob Robert. Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy. I had to get that in.
Good morning, Mark and Linda, and good morning to Red Smith.
And Red Smith. Enough said.
Enough said.
Oh boy, we're streaming the world wide on worldwide on the planet, standing for truth, justice, and the American way. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well.
Podcast. Having a difficult time there, are we?
Excuse me, while I breathe.
Don't breathe. Don't breathe in this direction, please. This is it. To your corner you go.
It's like this. Do you think you have this flu that's going all over the world? Or
pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been about 3 weeks.
Oh, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate
that's
that.
That's all right.
You are a real trooper.
I blew my nose in your coat. Yeah, right there.
It wasn't my coat because I don't have one here. I'm not sure. Maybe it was Robert's.
Was somebody's coat.
Nice try.
Maybe I'll be on the chat room Monday morning with Carl Bott. Hey, did anybody lose a jacket?
I'm not taking mine off.
Well, here we go.
Sorry. I'm just going to try to muddle through it. I feel pretty good, but man, I can't quite lose the congestion.
I blame the Canadians.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Sending all their disease.
The Canadian flu.
It's the Canadian flu.
Governor Brown.
Oh, boy. Could be the politician flu.
I think it's more like it.
Yeah.
The
Sacramento flu.
I was just going to say.
But I think that usually congests the other end of the human body.
Well, the day isn't over
that's
yet.
That's a tough one that's a tough one to not handle. Yeah. So anyway, you've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind, and a lot of good things going on, and you know, with the court case, I think that's coming up, and all of that good stuff, and I think that we're going to see some justice there at some point, and you know, the tide is turning. I'm getting very hopeful looking out there.
Well, these guys have not figured it out since the beginning of Jefferson. We're not taking no for an answer.
Yeah, this is not going to go away.
It's going to go away.
Yeah, it's not going to go away. And so, you know, the thing that's happening this week, and we're going to talk more and more about this, the executive order that nobody's reporting on, you know, you got Podesta, it's all starting to tie together, MSN, MS-13, looks like they were...
You almost said MSNBC.
Well, they're the same, aren't they?
Kind of.
It's one gang or another, you know, I mean, one takes LSD and the other takes LSD. I mean, so, I mean, you look at what they say and it's like...
One is an intelligent criminal organization. One is a stupid criminal organization.
And we could toss a coin to figure out which is which. But, you know, I'm not sure. Intelligent organization? I don't think.
I was having a hard time with that.
MS-13 is very good at what they do. MSNBC, not so much.
I mean... I was looking at that Joe Scarborough the other day, and that guy looks like a Muppet. He looks like, you know, that Muppet on, doesn't he? I mean, he looks like that one that, you know, the weird one that doesn't talk, that has the hair, you know, up in the air.
Beaker.
Is it Beaker? Yeah, he looks like Beaker. Doesn't he look like Beaker?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the guy's a Muppet, you know. I mean, and half of these guys are Muppet. Oh, yo, let's talk about the...
That's being mean to the Muppets.
Well, maybe so.
I'm just saying.
We apologize, Jim Henson.
Yeah.
The Muppets go to Pirate Island, you know, I mean.
Oh, no, don't... Oh. Is there a Jeffrey Epstein joke there?
Yeah, there probably is. There's a one-way flight for most of them, the Lolita Express, and it's like, excuse me, I seem to be on the wrong plane.
Yeah, you're not a frog. Terrible. Oh, man.
Excuse me. So, but before we get into all of that, I want to sober up here a little bit and talk about Lavoie Finicum. And the fact is that yesterday was his, basically the anniversary of his murder, you know,
two years ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Second anniversary
of his murder. And I've posted on the website on Facebook at Sovereign Minds, a place where you can go, and there's a tribute page there. It's, let me pull it up here. I got it right here in front of me. It's ForeverMist.com, and that's ForeverMist.com, and you can go there, and it's a tribute to Lavoie Finicum, a lot of pictures, a lot of photographs, a lot of memories, and highly recommend that you go there and, you know, pay your respects. There's a lot of stuff going on there as well. His widow, we're going to have Brian... Brian, is it Sipes? I think it's Sipes. Anyway, he's one of the interviewers down at the courthouse down there, and he'll be on next week, and we'll be doing an interview with him, and he's been on the ground on through pretty much most of this, of the court happening with the Bundys and so forth. And
well, hopefully this court case that Jeanette is bringing to not only finds justice for her husband, but is able to bring out a lot of the truth behind what has gone on here.
Yes, she
because
is.
Because it's just there under the surface still.
She has filed a wrongful death suit in, I'm not sure if it's district court or which court she's going into. But and we'll get more information on that. But we know that she's filed a wrongful death suit, and she's going after these SOBs up there that pretty much ambushed her husband and killed him. It's funny how everybody else got... let off, you know. Everybody else was freed on the whole deal of all the counts of.
But that was not their intention.
No, and then this guy gets murdered, and it's like, oh well.
Yeah, I think their intention up there was to kill an awful lot of them that day, and it didn't work out for them. And then I think their intention after that was to bury him in a deep dark hole of the federal justice system, never hear from him again, and that didn't work for him.
So I'm I have that posted on the website, and it's from Reuters, which is wow, they're actually reporting some news. So let's see, where are they suing him at? Federal, you know, they're suing the U.S. government, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the state of Oregon, you know, asserting that he was willfully executed, and it was filed in U.S. District Court in Portland.
It was.
Yes, a lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in Portland nearly 2 years to the day after Robert Lavoie Finicum was shot to death in Oregon by the Oregon State Police, by the way. Mm-hmm. Our guy that was there that came through on the horse, Dwayne, basically said that they were sort of, you know, fooled into doing this setup with him. I'm not sure how that worked, but I think all of the details will come out more and more and more on this thing because, you know, as it turns out, it was a deliberately pre-planned government ambush. And if you go to the whistleblower, which I have posted before on the website, Larry Wooten, who was an inside BLM guy, and he was in charge of, you know, basically doing all the paperwork for these guys. Well, I'll tell you, you read that, and it's damning. These guys were a bunch of freaking clowns. I mean, literally.
And if once the trail of this comes out, I think that you will find out that this murder came from the highest levels of our government.
Oh, I would not be surprised at all. And we're going to talk about the highest level levels of our government as we go along in the program as well, because there's a lot of stuff starting to come out more and more and more. And I think we're going to see that there was
well, if there is enough evidence that I have viewed personally that if they are not found guilty directly of this crime, they're at least complicit of it from. Kate Brown to Senator Ron Wyden to Valerie Jarrett.
Well, that's interesting that you say Valerie Jarrett because a lot of things seem to be going straight back towards the White House somehow now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, gee, that's just
by
a cool
the White House, you mean the previous White House?
Yeah, I meant the, well, we all know what I meant because the guy that's actually in the White House now is actually trying to fix America. The last guy in the White House, by all accounts and by all the evidence that's coming out, was trying to subvert America into some kind of a you know, Venezuelan, I don't
communist
know.
Communist utopia.
Yeah. With him, he just happened to be the guy that was going to control everything and everyone. And mm-hmm. if Hillary, you know, and that's why they pushed so hard to get Hillary elected.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to cover this whole thing up. If Hillary would have got elected... We wouldn't even be talking about this anymore. We'd be talking about, gee, where are we meeting for target practice?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't say that. I mean, I said that kind of tongue-in-cheek, sort of. I mean,
well,
you know, figuratively speaking as well.
But, I mean, you look at the
gun rages are legal, aren't they?
You know, they were able to retrieve the email trail between Governor Kate Brown and the FBI and Senator Ron Wyden and Valerie Jarrett. And, you know, the testimony of the officers that were involved when they were deposed for their affidavits. They were told that the orders came from National Command Authority.
Wow.
That's the White House.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, earlier this month, a judge threw the criminal case out against Ammon Bundy, his father Cliven, and brother Ryan, saying that there was citing prosecutorial misconduct.
Yeah, they were hiding exculpatory evidence.
So you put this all together, and I know, that conspiracy. That could never happen in America.
The United States government has been conspiring against the Bundys and the Malheur protesters.
I mean, I was listening to several Muppets the other day that are like, well, I don't believe in this conspiracy theory. I mean, good grief, two people getting together to conspire? No. It's like there's no such... We've never had any conspiracies in America before. Hmm. Where you been at?
Hmm.
The Middle East?
It's circumstantial that Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon goes to the DOJ and the FBI and makes the recorded statement of the virus is spreading, you have to stop it now, and 2 days later, Lavoy Finicum's dead.
Yeah. Well, there's no conspiracy there.
None.
No, I mean, geez.
And what was that virus? What was that horrible virus that was spreading?
I don't know. I think I'll just go put my head in a jar and forget about it.
Yeah. Constitutional ideals. They were teaching people the Constitution and state rights and their personal rights. That was the virus that Ron Wyden insisted was eradicated.
Oh, they're just all bad people. Just the fact that you can connect the dots, you know, I mean... And they all dots seem to keep connecting back to the same people. You know, I mean, that's not a conspiracy, is it? What is the definition of a conspiracy? Does anybody know? I mean, is that like, gee, some kind of plan formulated by, you know, unknown persons in the government or otherwise to subvert our laws and our constitutional, you know, form of government?
It's not even to conspire, and you know.
I'm going to look it up. I got an idea.
My wife and I conspire against our children. Our Congress is, you know, conspire to form a budget.
That's not a conspiracy. That's called discipline.
But when we conspire together, which we do, you know, we have created a conspiracy.
So it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm pulling up the definition.
They're pretty commonplace.
Conspiracy defined at dictionary.com.
Let's see. A secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful.
An evil, unlawful, treacherous. How do you say that word? Surreptitious.
See, I don't think that's a very good definition.
Surreptitious.
Thank you. Planned formula. Okay. Plan formulated in secret. By two or more persons.
Exactly. A surprise birthday party is a conspiracy.
But it's not. That's not a conspiracy because it's not evil. It's not necessarily unlawful. It's not really treacherous.
It does not have to meet those qualifications.
Okay. A commoner's... no, it does. It has to, according to this, has to be some kind of an unlawful or an evil purpose, you know, for a secret unlawful evil purpose. You know, law, you know, an agreement of two more people to commit crime, fraud, wrongful act. Any concurrence in action combined in bringing about a given result. So that would be the definition that you're talking about.
Yeah, a conspiracy can never be a good thing?
Well, according to this, it actually could be benign, at least. Yeah. So... To say, but we're talking about the definition of conspiracy as, you know, defined in the media and defined by the people that are talking about it, an unlawful, treacherous, evil, you know, secret act.
Conspiracy defined by the media?
No.
It's a bunch of people.
No, defined by the dictionary.
Oh, I thought he said media.
I'm saying the use of it in the media.
Oh, well, the use of it in the media, conspiracies, you know, people running around out in the streets in a diaper with, you know, tinfoil on their head going,
okay.
No, they're good with that
because there's conspiracies that are true, and there's conspiracies that are not true. And the fact that you can take a conspiracy that's actually true and throw a bunch of stupid crap out there around it so you can't see the true one as opposed to the one that's not true, because it, I think that in the CIA...
Muddling.
I think the CIA calls that disinformation.
Mm-hmm. Muddling.
Brilliant! Yeah. That, we should probably go to a break. I'm feeling brilliant.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery, being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo, $10,000 progressive bingo, and $20,000 marathon. Plus, at the end of the month, 10 lucky winners will be selected to win big prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive 3 tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's give-back promotion and special drawings every session. So, grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only, hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
He was a man who loved to walk the land, turn his cheek but also take a stand. His conviction called, he followed what he felt was right. Well, there's no telling just what time will bring. You can't live for nothing or for everything, but when the push has come to shove, and tell me, will you find a cowboy stand for freedom? I'm just talking about a name carved in a stone. A friend and brother to anyone. He's riding off into the setting sun. Drive on, cowboy.
Media. That was for Lavoy. And hopefully we're going to have his widow on here pretty soon, one of these days.
Yeah, we're working at it. She's pretty busy.
She's pretty busy with everything going on, the court case, and then you've also got Ammon Bundy that we've I've been in contact with as well, and hopefully we're going to have him on. And then next week we're going to have Brian on, who has done a bunch of the interviews at the courthouses and everything else.
So the singer there was Jordan Page, and that was called the Ballad of LaVoy Finnegan.
Yeah, very good stuff. Yeah, so let's get back here. I think someone heard me because my computer started running like crap on my last little rant. So I'm trying to.
Someone in Silicon Valley is messing with you.
You know, anymore? Would you be surprised?
Oh, hell no.
No. Nothing surprises me anymore. Like,
I got something on my, I have a camera at the office that I, use for security. And the other day I got a little alert on there, and I was like, what the heck is that? So, I pull it up and I look. It was after hours and, I'd been gone for an hour or so. Well, when you got the Windows, when it's getting ready to shut off or go into sleeper mode, Windows will kind of spin around the word Windows there and look all cool and stuff. And then all of a sudden Windows goes out and a face comes up, a face pops up. And it's got like sunglasses on. And I'm going to put it on my website, and I'm like, that's freaking creepy, man. And it's like, it looks like some kind of a troll face, it's just a weird looking face, like a cyber face,
Yeah.
And then it goes blank. And I was like, wow. That's weird, man.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. I'm going to have to
do a little
investigative reporting on figuring out what the heck that was all about, because it kind of gave me the creeps.
That's a little odd.
Speaking of creeps.
What was it, Max Headroom?
Maybe. There you go. Well, that's perfect music, Bob, for we're going to start talking about John Podesta here. And
that's about as creepy as it gets.
That's as creepy as it gets. Mr. Lolita Express,
creepy looking vampire
art connoisseur of children's underpants. This guy is weird, man. All you got to do is, we've been saying this for a long time, Google John Podesta's art and go to the images on your computer.
No, thank you.
And look around if you want to get really creeped out.
Yeah.
Now, this guy is, in my opinion, what do they call those minions for Satan? Is there a special word? I don't know.
I was going to say disciples, but that's...
No, there's something else they call them besides... demons, I guess. Satan's demons.
Sickos.
I'm thinking, yeah, this guy... So anyway, not to just throw...
You mean an incubus?
What's the difference between an incubus and a succubus?
Succubus is female. Incubus is male.
So that's pretty good. So we've got an incubus and a succubus up there, and I think, we know who they are.
Mm. Several of them.
Well, there's big ones. If we were talking about succubus, Nancy Pelosi is the first thing that pops into my mind other than Hillary. But
Hillary's the whore of Babylon.
Yeah, yeah, I believe that.
She really is.
Yeah, she had something in the news this last week. Of course, she was going. It's like Hillary. You can Google this too. Hillary sends a message to, and this is quote, to all the activist bitches supporting bitches. Now, who says that kind of stuff? Google it.
The whore of Babylon.
It's what did she do? Have one too many frickin' scotching on the
Pelosi route?
Yeah. I wouldn't even say scotch on the rocks, because I don't think she's, actually should be able to drink scotch. I'm thinking more like, Tanqueray gin or something, But,
I don't know.
Not that I know anything about that stuff. But, a good scotch. Come on. She doesn't deserve it. All right, let's be honest.
She doesn't deserve a lot of things.
Okay.
Like that.
She might deserve some things, but anyway.
Not that.
So getting back to what we're talking about with Podesta. Oh, and by the way, before we do, breaking. Wynn resigns from RNC and sex allegations. The guy that, Wynn owns. Steve Wynn,
owns Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, those guys.
Well, there's something else that went on around Mandalay Bay, something real weird.
I know.
What was that?
Jason Aldean.
Oh, would that be the U.S. government selling guns to cartel or terrorist organizations that went bad when they found out the guy selling them guns was an informant, so they murdered him and shot up a concert full of Americans? That weird thing in Mandalay Bay?
Nah, that would be a conspiracy. Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
That's not it.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's not it. But he
don't know that Wynn had anything to do with that, because according to the Wall Street Journal article, he sold off the Mandalay Bay several years ago, but he still has the...
I think it was like a week or two he sold off his shares.
The Mandalay Bay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was actually just mere days before the shooting, and he took all of that money and invested it into a security company that now has the contract for all the new security apparatuses.
Yeah,
the casino.
You know, the places where you walk through the doors, you know, so they can check you, see if you have guns.
Yeah. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, they're just,
in any event, he still has the Wynn, the resort that's named after him. He still has that property.
Pretty sure. I mean, you know, but this guy was the guy who was, I guess, in charge of the RNC guys and allegations.
The finance chairman or whatever his title was. Yeah.
Okay. That and, you know.
He gone.
he'd be in the cell with all the rest of them.
That and I guess he's also in charge of the party favors as well, under sex allegations. You know, I mean, you got to have party favors.
How do you get nailed for sex allegations when you run a casino in a state where prostitution's legal? I mean, come on.
Well, if they're underage. Just saying.
Well, there's a lot of things that can fall in that category when you think about
with
these sick people.
Just how perverted do you have to be to, like, I don't know, man.
And, you know, I got to say it. We got Chuck Schumer in another headline. I offered to fund the wall. Schumer's got a tumor. It's that simple. Art Schumer is a tumor.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
It's not a tumor. I'm just saying, I mean, you know, these people are so politically motivated scumbags.
Well, he does have a reputation of playing fast and loose with the truth.
You think?
So, too, I've been told.
Yeah. Little Chucky Schumer? No.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of
they're all delusional. It just
kind of looks a little like Chucky. He just needs a scar, too.
Yeah, they're just meat sacks up there. Just little meat puppets.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so getting back to the news that nobody's reporting about is there's Podesta is screwed is the title of this one. Got the Gateway Pundit. Senate Judiciary.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no!
Not again!
Oh,
we suck again! So, the Senate Judiciary Committee releases letters to Podesta. Doesn't look real good. You can go there and read these stuff.
What are the questions? That's them.
Well, there's just a sampling. You can look at all the questions. They've actually posted the letter from Grassley and... I guess it's Grassley and what's his name, the guy that keeps saying he's a Republican, Lindsey Graham. And
Lindsey Grahamnesty.
Yeah, Grahamnesty. Or Lindsey.
That dude was a televangelist when I was a kid.
It's like Lindsey, I need a Graham.
Yeah.
So you can read the whole letter. It talks about, you know, the source of the fusion, GPS, and Mr. Steele's funding. And the degree to which his claims were not verified. And so, I'm not going to read the whole letter, but let's go to the highlights here. And let's see. Did you or anyone else at Hillary for America receive copies of any of the Miranda comprising Mr. Steele's dossier prior to its publication by BuzzFeed January of 2017? And if so, how and when? Please provide all the related documents.
Yes.
You suck again! did you or anyone else at Hillary for America distribute outside of the organization any of the dossier memorandum, information contained there within, or other information contained or obtained by Mr. Steele?
Yes. to
oh,
BuzzFeed.
Oh, no! We suck again!
He has a little better accent. It sounds like Stimpy or something. or Ren. Maybe it's Ren. Which one's Stimpy? The cat or the dog? I don't remember.
Stimpy's the cat. Chihuahua's Ren.
Ren, yeah, so it's Ren.
Stimpy, you idiot.
That's it right there. Stimpy, you idiot. So, John, you idiot. Yeah, so, I mean, where are they going here? Now, we've got, I'm not going to read them all, but did you or anyone else at Hillary for America Instruct request suggest or imply that any individual should pass along information to Mr. Steele or his intermediaries? Please provide all related documents.
Yes, they created the dossier.
Wow.
We know they created the dossier. And now we're starting to figure out that they created the dossier to give them a reason to wiretap Donald Trump under false pretenses through the FISA court.
Were you or anyone else at Hillary for America aware of Mr. Steele's contacts with the FBI or other government agencies prior to the 2016 election? And if so, who?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, this is getting to be more than a little fishing expedition. Ruh-roh, Raggy.
I think they know, John.
I think what they call this is a perjury trap.
Yeah. I think they already know the answers.
boy. Yeah, so it doesn't look good for Podesta. And we know from our sources that now it's coming to light that they think that the hit on Rich was ordered from the campaign, and they ordered it from MS-13, the gang.
Did anybody see President Donald Trump's speech yesterday or the 2 days ago in front of law enforcement officials that we are going after MS-13, including to the very homes of the command and control apparatus in El Salvador?
Wow. I must have missed that one. That was on MSM LSD, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure it was. Yeah.
One pill makes you larger.
But he was very clear and concise. We will be eradicating MS-13 from the face of the earth.
Why would we do that? Because aren't they just like a bunch of DACA dreamers? That?
Oh, yes. They just want to get a good college education and improve themselves.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what the number one moneymaker for MS-13 is?
I'm going to guess it's something to do with sex.
Well, most people would think it was their drug game, but it's not. They are one of the largest traffickers in human flesh.
No, say it isn't so.
It's their number one business by far.
Wow, that kind of makes
trafficking.
Kind of feathers right into that executive order that none of the mainstream media is reporting
weird
on.
Weird. But before we get too far, I want to start another pool. All right, how long until John Podesta pulls a Vince Foster?
Well, it's possible. He's kind of skinny, and he's probably expendable.
So is Vince Foster.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Was. Half the guys listening don't even remember who Vince Foster was. You know, he was the guy that was kind of supposed to be having a affair with Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Right back when the McDougal
that
and
was,
the Rose Law Firm and all the records were missing and blah, 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 blah,
he
blah.
He was set to blow the whistle on Whitewater and Waco and a bunch of other things.
And then one day he just got a wild hair up his butt and walked out there into the park and shot himself on a park bench right in the head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
He couldn't take it any longer.
He couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it anymore.
Nope.
Because he loved Hillary so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
It's the truth.
There are just so many birds to come home to roost here.
Just ask Joe Marlboro or no, what's his name? Scarborough? Scarborough Fair?
Or like Mark Levin says,
I wonder
Morning
Schmo could,
and Mrs. Schmo.
I wonder if that dude could spell Vince Foster without a teleprompter.
What's the Muppet's name?
Beaker.
Beaker. That's right. Beaker and wife.
Yeah, Beaker. Oh, what's his little professor buddy's name? Oh.
I don't know. Clyde Crash Cop. I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Oh, that's going to bug me.
That was
him.
A blast from the past.
Yeah,
that was.
Bob knew who that was.
I have no access.
That's going back in time.
We just dated ourselves.
I shouldn't date myself like that.
Oh, and then what was that? It was Clyde Crash Copton, the professor.
Bunsen and Beaker.
Yeah. But I was thinking, remember that old cartoon with the professor and he had his little bald-headed assistant?
Yes, and the tall guy with the mustache and black hair.
Yeah. What was that guy's name? Never mind. Leonardo. That was on the Leonardo Lion Show. I don't know. Anyway, that's way back in the day. The King and Odie. Wow.
Dang, Bob was quick on that, too.
I know.
This guy is I can't monetize any of this knowledge.
Yeah.
Beaker's professor buddy's name is Bunsen. It's Bunsen and Bunsen. Beaker.
Okay, so we've got...
A Bunsen burner and Beaker.
Bunsen and burn her.
Apparently, their nationality is American.
Really?
I was unaware that the Muppets had a nationality. Okay.
Isn't she related to Brzezinski?
Maybe.
I think she
Are they racist, too?
No, I think she is. I think she's like Zygmunt Brzezinski's daughter or something.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that the other day. I hadn't verified it yet, but I'm pretty sure that's the truth.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, just saying, not throwing any mud here, but I think that's actually the truth. So maybe you could type, Google Brzezinski's daughter and see if she comes up.
All right.
My computer's working like crap, so I'm not going to do it. I can barely get to the pages I'm trying to turn right now. We got a caller.
We have a caller who did not want to go on the air, but said they heard that California had requested ICE to keep them or make them aware of when and where the MS-13 sweeps would take place in our state. Had you heard that?
Kamala Harris. And Dianne Feinstein wanted to know the priority from Sessions of where. It's like, really? Yeah, we
nothing going on here at
you guys,
all. Yeah.
You guys wouldn't leak anything, would you?
No.
Besides something you need your depends on? Those people are unbelievable.
Well, California is set to get into a direct contest with the federal government over this because the feds are coming.
I think you got to
They're coming.
I mean, now... When we read this executive order, it's like, by the authority and the investment of the President of the United States, blah, 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 under the, the global Magnus Human Rights Accountability Act. Yeah, is that Brzezinski's daughter?
Yeah, she's the one from The Morning Joe, yeah.
Is that not interesting? Does anybody know who... Zygmunt Brzezinski was?
LBJ,
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy
Carter. National Security Advisor.
Wow.
Isn't that... That's just weird.
Didn't he have something to do with LBJ, too?
I think he goes pretty far back. Well, maybe we could Google him and see what see what he says on him. It's Zygmunt Brzezinski.
I'm on him.
Zygmunt Brzezinski, I believe he passed away not too long ago.
Oh, shucks. So we got this national security issue on this executive order.
He was a personal counselor to LBJ from 66 to 68, and then was Carter's national security advisor.
Another caller who does not wish to go on the air. Apparently, we've scared all our callers to death. That doesn't want to go on the air. He said, "Morning Joe and Mrs. or Morning Schmo and Mrs. Schmo look like Beavis and Butthead."
Fire!
I can't stand that show. I remember when it first came on, and then my sons were watching, and I'm like,
no.
I'm like, what? What the heck is this? Turn that crap off!
Holy crap! Who was this dude?
Now I know a little bit about Zygmunt Brzezinski from prior endeavors into the covert espionage world of communist coups and dictatorships over the years. He was quite the guy. He was sort of an operator, wasn't he?
A lot of people don't know that.
I mean, this guy's got his fingers in the Iranian Revolution, the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, the People's Republic. He was a key figure in the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaties, the SALT Treaties, the Camp David. How the hell have I never heard of this dude?
Well, because you're not as deep into the deep state as you think.
As we swim into a new layer, Brandon.
There's right. So many layers to go.
That's right. And we all live in a yellow submarine, man.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's quite interesting.
How is a dude that is capable of pulling that stuff off spawn a complete moron like he's got for a daughter?
Well, maybe she's
not a moron?
Not quite the moron we think.
Yeah.
Ooh, or, you know, but it is interesting.
Looks can be deceiving.
You know, a very left-wing, dangerous kind of guy, you know, his daughter just happens to be
his oldest son,
an anchor on morning news.
Yeah. His oldest son, Ian, is a foreign policy expert with an undisclosed agency. His youngest son, Mark, is the United States ambassador to Sweden.
Weird.
Oh.
Yeah. And then let's look, and then you go over to CNN, and who's the big anchor over there? Anderson Cooper.
Mm.
Ex-CIA.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, that's not a conspiracy, is it?
Not at all.
No, they're just accidents in the press room and they created a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing going on.
Go look up Project Mockingbird for the CIA. They don't even try to hide that one.
I'm telling you. So let's get back on track here. With all this said, here is one paragraph in this executive order. I therefore determine that serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world, now let's see, serious human rights abuses and corruption around the world, constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States. Now, that covers quite a bit of territory.
This dude's got a real interesting family history, too.
And I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. Now, when you declare a national emergency in an executive order, right after you sign the biggest tax bill in history, basically, tax cut bill in history, you know, going all the way back to Reagan when I first started doing taxes in 86. And then you sign an executive order the day after, and nobody talks about it. Don't you find that kind of a little funny?
No, not for them.
Especially when it's talking about human rights abuse and corruption in the world.
You mean the real things that is going on?
Oh, he said a bad word that... That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said S-hole a week ago, and we're gonna ride that pony right into the ground because that's important stuff.
This guy was the personal teacher and mentor to Madeleine Albright.
Wow. Keep digging.
Keep going,
keep digging,
young man.
Keep digging, my Padawan.
He was a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, Bilderberg Group.
Illuminati?
Advisor to John F. Kennedy. His parents were the Polish diplomats, both to Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin.
Well, that wouldn't have nothing to do with that little lady next to Beaker, would she?
No.
Holy.
I know. I just come
and,
from...
And he died?
I just come from the back country, yeah, so I don't keep up on all this stuff very much.
Wow. Or did he just end up dead?
Well, no, he was up there in years.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, he was getting kind of wrinkly and old, and didn't look real good. And I guess that happens right before you die. But I mean, I'm not sure he's going to be missed all that much in my book.
Well, no.
But you know, we have his.
I just thought maybe you know he sat on a park bench too or something.
But we do have his spawn. I mean, offspring. You know, hosting a morning show.
He was a co-founder of the Trilateral Commission.
Wow, I'd have never thought about that one.
How do I not know who this dude is?
And well, there's so many of them.
No!
There really is. There's a lot of layers to all of that. It's pretty hard to know everybody.
Yeah, it's like. Let's look up Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
So, with all this said and all this this non-conspiratorial stuff, because it's all just a big accident, why isn't anybody reporting on this executive order that actually gives the president the power to bring in the military in a national emergency situation?
Oh, wait, I have the answer.
Okay. There's no sex.
That's why they're ignoring it.
I guess it just all depends on what the word is means.
Yeah.
So you're saying. Tell us more.
I didn't have sex with that woman. We're starting to hear that more and more these days, aren't we? I never seen that woman. Yeah, you kind of did. Did you see there was a great post online the other day on a little video where there's Bill Clinton's pulling up on the street and he's in his black SUV, you know, and he's got his window rolled down. There's a guy over there, he's a black guy. He's like, "Hey, Bill, you're the best president ever." He's like, got his thumbs up. "Hey, Bill, I love you, buddy. You did more good for the country than anything I ever seen. I love you, man. How's Monica?"
Well, I guess that brings us to the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Otherwise known as KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump using the weekend to polish his State of the Union address. He will deliver it Tuesday night. Mark Short is White House Legislative Director.
I think the president's going to talk about how America's back. He's going to talk about where we are today as far as growing an economy.
He was a guest on Fox News. White House aides say the theme of the speech will be building a safe, strong, and proud America. Casino mogul Steve Wynn has resigned as finance chairman of the Republican National Committee amid allegations of sexual harassment and assault.
Wynn has been a prolific Republican donor and led the RNC's fundraising efforts during President Trump's first year, helping the committee to rake in more than $130 million.
Ken Lorman reporting, Wynn has denied the allegations published Friday by the Wall Street Journal. The Senate takes up a 20-week abortion ban bill this week.
The bill would make it illegal for any person to perform or attempt an abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Penalties could include 5 years in prison, fines, or both. The legislation includes exceptions for rape if the woman received medical treatment or counseling at least 48 hours before the abortion, or if she reported the rape to law enforcement. It also includes an exception for pregnancies that result from rape or incest against a minor, if it was reported to social services or law enforcement.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon. Word from the Afghan Interior Minister, 103 people now dead in a suicide bombing carried out yesterday by the Taliban in Kabul. It's feared the number could rise. 235 people were wounded in the attack, including a number of police. IKEA says Ingvar Kamprad, the IKEA founder who turned a small-scale mail-order business into a global furniture empire, has died. He was 91 years old. IKEA says, quote, "He will be much missed and warmly remembered by family and staff all around the world." More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-313-3377 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-313-3377. That's 800-313-3377. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Aircraft maker Boeing has suffered a big defeat.
A U.S. trade panel has ruled that Boeing was not harmed by competition from Canada's Bombardier. The 4-0 decision by the Independent International Trade Commission effectively blocks the Trump administration from slapping 292% tariffs on Bombardier. The Commerce Department ruled last year that the Canadian firm had unfairly received government subsidies and sold its C-Series planes at artificially low prices in the United States. The trade panel disagreed. The case threatens to raise tensions between Washington and U.S. allies Canada and Britain, which has a Bombardier plant in Northern Ireland. Keith Peters, Washington.
NBC is airing both the Super Bowl and the Olympics in February, a double whammy sports extravaganza. The company expects to yield $1.4 billion in ad sales. TV ratings have been slumping lately. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Japan says its exports rose 12% in 2017 from a year earlier with a strong tailwind for the economy.
The recovery in trade is driving stronger growth in Japan, although the trade surplus dropped 25% to $27 billion. The preliminary data also show exports climbing 9% in December from a year earlier, while imports surged 15%. A rebound in shipments to China as its economy gains momentum has been a boon for Japan's manufacturers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, January the 28th, and a birthday it is for a number of notable people, including Senator Jean Shaheen, the Democrat of New Hampshire. She's 71 years old today. Actor Alan Alda turns 82. Pastor Rick Warren is 64. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has 63 candles on his cake today. Singer Monifa is 46. Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys, 38. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Please join us for the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It'll be held Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 5 with a catered tri-tip or chicken dinner served at 5:30. You'll enjoy great food and awesome prizes as well as live and silent auction items. All proceeds will benefit the Jefferson Legal Fund. Tickets are $35 each or get a pair for $60. Cost for a table of 8 is $500 and includes 8 dinners and $600 in prize tickets. In Shasta County, call Chris Kellstrom at 530-526-2352 for tickets or more information. In Tehama County, call Patty Smith at 530-586-2166. We'll see you Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And remember, the time has come for 51.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing. No security deposit. Cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer. $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte. Highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on four of Redding Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Redding Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000-mile lease. 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF. Ends 131.
Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So, brother, I ask you, Are you going to stand by me?
Sovereign Mind Radio with Free Fire Media.
Mm.
Community radio for the North State.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not the public library.
Listen, that comes from Sally. That's great stuff. I believe that's Leroy Finicum's daughters that are singing that.
Mm-hmm. Freedom's Cry, the name of the song.
Correct. And you can go to the, I will tell you the website you can go before the end of the show, but Bill Gates is totally screwing with me right now, and he restarted my computer without my permission. Mm. I know that sounds conspiratorial, but...
Call one of his employees over in India. They'll help you fix it.
How are you doing, sir? Is your computer under fit, sir? Don't worry. You can stop by any 7-Eleven and they'll fix it for you.
They got a lot of Irish in India?
Well, they kind of cross over. They go, come on over to the 7-Eleven.
Like a Hindu leprechaun.
That's a scary one.
Top of the mind, I tell you, sir. Come on into the 7-Eleven, sir.
Like racist.
Oh, man.
Did you hear that they just rolled up a bunch of 7-Eleven owners?
No, did they really?
They really did, because they were a bunch of Muslims running the stores. And they were illegal, and they were subversive, and, wow, I don't know.
Weird.
Kind of like,
yeah,
kind of like DACA, only different.
I always figured there was an AK and an RPG in every Slurpee machine.
There's no conspiracies at all. I mean, you know, I don't believe that Bill Gates is on my computer right now, but if he was really screwing with me and just did this update right in the middle of my show just to mess with me, would anybody out there be really shocked?
No.
Call in if you are shocked.
Shocked. Crazy. Yeah. I'm busy investigating those, the
Brzezinski. Those people aren't listening.
Yeah, he's got something else on Brzezinski.
Yeah, Matthew Brzezinski, writer for the New York Times, The Economist, The Guardian, The Wall Street Journal, and as lately, Mother Jones, that great bastion of conservative thought there. That guy, he just happens to be Mr. Brzezinski's nephew.
Well, I think he also was awarded Guardian of the Realm. By Obama. And that was the worst Scottish accent ever, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I wasn't sure what it was.
We do want to tell everybody.
Dude is a huge fan of the Soviets.
Yeah.
I mean, you read some of the books he's written. He's all about it.
Yeah. Hey, they never infiltrated anything, did they? Mm-hmm. Our government, our news media, our MSLSD. What show is the Muppets on in the morning? Beaker and Burner.
Beaker and Bunsen.
Beaker and Bunsen Burner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think they show them anymore, do they?
No. Yeah, they're there every morning.
Well, then you know what channel they're on,
it's
right?
It's on MSNBC. Isn't it NBC Morning Joe?
That's a disservice to the Muppets.
Yes, it is. Quit picking on the Muppets.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm 87% complete on my update. So I'm going to let you guys take the show away and introduce our guests. Our guest. You got to pronounce your words completely
who
correctly.
Is Kayla Brown.
Kayla Brown.
Yeah, we have her in the studio.
Who's downtown.
Right. Good morning, guys.
formerly known as the Mouse.
Indeed.
Yeah. She used to be one of our co-conspirators.
Oh, I still am.
She's still in.
I'm just in the shadows now. I'm a shadow person now.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of women? The shadow do.
Yeah, she's now in the Jefferson deep state.
Oh, my God. Or was that deep in the state of Jefferson, Bob? I'm not sure.
One of those.
They're kind of similar.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are hilarious.
That's what we do. It's who we are. It's how we roll.
Reason that we have you in, Kayla, is for
the reenactors of the American Civil War.
Yeah,
and we're all over the North State. We do reenactments with the cannons and the horses and all that. But we have a very special event coming up on February the 10th here in Reading. It'll be at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive. If you are interested, we do have a dinner attached to this ball. The dinner is $40 per person, and it's tri-tip or chicken. But the ball itself is from 7 to 10 p.m. It's only $5 for anyone over the age of 12, free for anybody under the age of 12 because we want to get the public involved.
Sure.
And the reason these are so much fun is because we actually have a live band that comes in. We have a dance caller. So if you don't know how to dance Victorian dances, and I'd say that's probably 99% of, you know, California.
What's a Victorian dance?
You know, like the Spanish waltzes, the pat a cake polkas, the Virginia reels. They are so much fun. We will teach you how to do it before the dance even starts.
I think I've played that pat a cake polka before, but I'm not sure I was...
Were you sober?
Good point.
I think I remember getting slapped, though, or something.
No. But yeah, so we teach people how to dance the dances. So you don't have to know how to do it. You don't have to dress up with the hoop skirts and the uniforms. Come in jeans and a t-shirt.
That would be cool.
Bring your families, your kids, your grandkids, and just have fun. Yeah.
But can you dress up and come?
If you want to dress up, you are absolutely, that's totally cool with us.
Holy
we got no problem with that, but it's not required.
Mm. Nice.
I'm not sure what I could dress up as, but...
Well, you could be a Hindu leprechaun.
I could be dressed up as the fighting Irish mascot.
I'm telling
mascot.
You, that was quite the picture, the Hindu
Irishman.
Since you are an Irishman, I am captain of the 8th Alabama Company I, and we were a group of Irishmen from Mobile, Alabama. We were the first unit to fight for the duration of the war. The very first, we wore green uniforms.
Wow.
So. Yeah.
Wow. So there was there was Irish brigades on both sides of the war.
Oh yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh yeah.
When they want somebody who really knows how to fight, you know where they go.
It's the truth, actually. The 8th Alabama throughout the war, they were some things quoted about them were that when they went into battle, they did it with a demonic yell.
Right.
Not just a rebel yell, but a demonic yell. It was said
sounds
of them
like
that
my,
they
sounds
knew.
Sounds like some of my family.
Right. You'd be perfect for us. It was said that they knew how to die, but not how to surrender. And at the Battle of the Crater at Petersburg in 1864, after the crater got blown up, the 8th Alabama were the ones that were sent in into the crater against 5,000 Yankee soldiers, about 50 cannons, and there was only a little over 600 of us, and we won the day.
Wow. Now?
We won the day.
How do you like me now?
Yeah, how do you like us now? Yeah. So we went in there, and our colonel was pretty close to the Yankee colonel at the time, and our colonel looked over at him and said, "Why in the heck don't you surrender?" And you know what the Yankee said? "Why in the heck don't you let us?" So we took a couple thousand prisoners, about 40 stands of colors, and all the cannon, and we marched out of there as victors.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you're a scrapper.
Oh, we're scrappy dappy doo. but we're really family orientated. My husband is in the unit with us. Our kids are out there. We've got soldiers as young as 10 years old that go on the battlefield with us. We just love it. Our average age in our unit is about probably 22 years old.
Wow.
So
that's
tons of fun. Yeah. So if you want to join us for reenactments, we'd love to have you. And the ball is a great way to kind of see what the civilians did at the time, because you actually get to see the fancy dresses and learn the dances, and it's very family orientated. And the best part about the ball is if it's hot, we have air conditioning, and if it's cold, we have a heater. I cannot guarantee that for any of our other reenactments. We're the crazy ones who wear wool in the middle of a Reading summer. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Surprisingly, it's not too bad because when you sweat inside the uniform, it kind of creates kind of a swamp cooler effect. So when the breeze blows, it actually cools you down, and you're cooler usually than the tourists are. So, it messes with your internal thermostat for sure, but it's not as bad as it seems. It just takes some getting used to.
Wow. I'm almost up and running on my computer here.
Why did you tell me who this guy was?
I would say he's still looking at him.
Yeah, he's like, the expressions on his face.
I'm
going to be
people sideways now. Okay, so this guy, what's his name?
Zygmunt Brzezinski.
Brzezinski. Okay, so he's the guy that works with Carter to bring the NSA to the forefront in the intelligence agency, right?
Right.
His wife, who also happened to be a relative of the former president of Czechoslovakia's brother, is the guy that worked with MIT and Columbia University to develop the cryptography codes for the NSA.
That.
Nothing to see here.
Wow.
Let's see. His kids work for the New York Times and NBC.
Yeah. And Mother Jones. One was an ambassador to Sweden. One was an advisor to Obama and Clinton. You know, his brother-in-law helped write the codes for the NSA. I mean, who in the hell is this dude?
Well, he's an interesting character, or was.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Yeah, and we, you know, there's no conspiracy there. We were never compromised.
It's a family affair.
This, you know, nobody ever infiltrated our government or our media, did they?
Well,
no. Uh-uh. Because that would be too simple-minded for someone to actually believe.
Yeah, one of his other sons was the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for all of Europe and NATO under George W. Bush. Weird. More CIA.
A lot of people don't know that.
Well, and everything was going really well the last 40 years until we got Trump, right? Or 30 or whatever. It was no problem here.
Good place.
You know, you can't even. Who's that? I saw this moron on TV the other day. I can't think of his name. He used to work for the Obama campaign. Either Obama or Clinton, one of those idiots. And I can't think of his name, but he could not even admit that the debt doubled under Obama. He could not.
So what did he say?
He's like, well, you know how it is. Well, can't you at least admit that, you know, we went from $10 trillion to $20 trillion? Well, you know, it just,
No answer.
Deflection never talks about. Well, you can't really depend on the GDP. And the GDP minus the economic development and combined with, you know, that overseas money coming in from offshore. And then you're like, what are you talking about?
Not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
I'll think of his name. He's a moron.
Which one?
Yeah.
There's so many to choose from.
It's kind of like
you need to put a chart up that has, you know, the idiots, the morons, and
criminals. We should start one of those boards, you know, with like all the pins and the.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that'd be good.
Is this room big enough?
No, it's not Axelrod. It's
he's like
one of the nice guys that's coming in from the campaign to explain everything and take the Democratic side. And he's on about three or four different shows, and he's kind of balding, and I think he's a professor, and he's kind of on the slim side. And I'll think of his name, but you know, it's just nuts. They get these guys on there who just spew total crap. You know, you ask him, well, the sky's blue, isn't it? Well, on certain days when the weather is permitting, in a gray environment with clouds and chemtrails, then, you know, you can't really see that. So to say that the sky is blue is really a miscommunication of the facts. That's what I know. It's like, where did you go to school at? Deflection U?
California. No, California.
Yeah, the People's Republic of Berkeley? What?
Yeah, I'm just...
The SUD.
They went... Or, or my favorite, Hebrew University, you know, Jew U.
Wow.
Sorry, I had to say it.
Wow.
Racist.
I'm not going there.
I like that joke. I'm sorry. Call in with some Irish jokes. I don't care. Aren't we tired of talking this politically correct crap? Can't we make fun of each other anymore? I mean, I can.
Well, only certain ones.
That could hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Only certain ones. You have to be choosy about which one.
Call up and, try to hurt me. Call up. Give me an Irish joke. Oh, yeah. What do you call something that's green and 2 miles long, has 10,000 legs and...
wow. You know, wow.
You remember that one? Yeah, and a bunch of... a bunch of S-holes.
Apparently, Snoop Dogg has announced that because of President Trump, he's moving to Canada.
Yay!
Canada has informed Snoop Dogg they don't want him.
Oh.
I
can we shut him?
That's the fizzle, I can fizzle.
Didn't that happen a lot with Hollywood people?
Does anybody want to know the punchline to the joke?
Go ahead.
St. Patty's Day Parade. 10,000 legs. Yeah.
God.
5,000 assholes.
Oh, wow.
I know. But I'm hurt by it. I hurt. Aren't you getting tired of being hurt? I mean, aren't you getting tired of this whole politically correct crap? Don't we just want to start telling the freaking truth? Can't we speak plainly anymore?
No, you're right, Mark. From this point on, I'm going to stop being politically correct.
Uh-oh.
You can do it!
Uh-oh. Get ready, Bob.
Yeah.
Get the button ready.
Is the button ready?
Yeah.
We are on a 7-second delay, right?
He's on a ninja
hover.
Yeah,
I think you stopped being politically correct about 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, right about Waco.
Oh, boy. So, you know, but I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the media. I'm tired of the lies. Nonsense. I'm tired of the nonsense. You know, you can't even say anything without joking, you know, I mean.
I only get leery of Hebrew jokes because I'm waiting for the lightning bolt and I'm just kind of scooting my chair back.
God's got a sense of humor, too. Come on.
Sometimes. Sometimes he does.
That's true.
And sometimes he doesn't.
Well, I mean, it depends, you know. I mean, what you're talking about. I mean,
that's exactly right. I'm just saying. Sometimes he has a sense of humor.
Have you ever seen?
Have
you ever looked at a duck-billed platypus? You tell me. That God doesn't have a sense of humor.
Okay.
See?
I was going to say, look at Bernie Sanders, but
I was thinking of somebody else.
The boy. <Well,
laughs> I was thinking of that animal kingdom. I was in another animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Should we get back to the news, or should we talk some more about the Civil War?
We talk some more about the Civil War.
Yeah, you want to talk about political correctness? Let's go back to the Civil War.
Well, there is that. Here, I mean. Here's one from John Podesta. Let's continue down this road of John Podesta.
Look at that vampire looking. Look at him.
He's a vampire.
Vampire.
Okay. Well, here's his new headline. We must reduce the world's population.
Yeah.
It's not an option. Not only is it
starting
desirable.
With government officials.
This was posted in the Washington Post. Podesta claims that reducing the world's population is not only desirable, but absolutely necessary in order to reduce carbon emissions by 2050. I think he's right. Let's start with him.
That's what I'm saying. Start with the government.
Is he volunteering?
Does he want to take one for the team?
That's right. Come on, John.
Yeah.
I mean, be the guy. Be the example. Be the hero.
Wait, what's his idea for depopulation? Government showers?
Agenda 21. Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. What does that mean? So how are we going to depopulate the world, John? I don't know. I got an idea. Let's contact the vaccine companies. And
Let's see, who's another big depopulist, like real close to home here? Big fan of the population bomb.
Bill Gates?
He's down in Sacramento. I know who you're talking
Jerry
about.
Jerry Brown.
Balding, kind of weird, sort of screwed up from LSD.
Probably got syphilis from Linda Ronstadt.
Too many
jokes. Oh, that's out of...
Just saying.
Was that when she was with the Stone Ponies or not?
Now, what do you mean by with?
Or maybe it was the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
On Blue Bayou? I mean, I don't know. What?
No, but back when Jerry and Linda were running around and had that pot farm up there in Nevada County.
Well, they had a pot farm?
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
I tell you what. Google and go to the Secretary of State's website. California Secretary of State's website. Let's see. California.
Are you talking about cannabis?
SOS. Cal SOS. Let's try that. Cal SOS and see what we come up with. Home of California Secretary of State web. Alex Padilla, California Secretary of State. They minimized it.
Oh, now it's small.
They minimized it from yesterday. They had a big, huge banner across it that said...
Big weed leaf.
Cannabis file.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How to file your cannabis business in California.
Yeah. You want to know tips and trade secrets on how to get your cannabis business going in California? Call Alex Padilla.
Smoke weed every day. Yeah.
I was especially interested in the tab, Ask Uncle Jerry for Grow Tips.
First, you got to get in the van and go down by the river, okay? Start a motivational speaker agency.
You can do it!
Let's go to a break, Bob.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I did get my computer back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Hey, 2018 is here, and change is in the air. Well, here are four R's for your New Year's transformation. Repaint, refurbish, repurpose, and redecorate. And where can you find the inspiration? Welcome Home Furnishings, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, next to Care Animal Hospital. Consign, design, buy. At Welcome Home Furnishings, that's 20 Hilltop Drive in Reading, open 7 days a week.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Chocolate After Dark is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park Friday, February 2nd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Design Zone. Buy your tickets online or at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar. This is a 21 and over event only. All funds raised support the educational programs and exhibitions at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, February 16th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. If your business has plants, keep them in planter boxes with sides at least 4 feet high. By making the boxes raised very narrow and allowing plants to grow over them, it makes them difficult to both hide in or sit on for long periods of time. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up. Cause I feel us drowning in a sea spilled from a cup. And there is no place safe and no safe place to put my head. When you can feel the world shake.
Sovereign Mind Radio, community radio for the North State, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for North State. I said that twice. I like that.
Okay.
If you want to call in, you can call in 530-605-4567. We've been looking over the headlines, and some of these things are like,
holy crap.
You can't even make this crap up, because it's like, we don't have journalists anymore. We have little kids throwing stones in a playground at people.
Commentators.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if most people know this, but the founder of RT, Russian Television, was found dead in his hotel room.
Wow. What did he do?
The FBI just released the documents of their investigation, and they have concluded that he beat himself to death in his hotel room.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Sounds like a Jim Carrey movie. What are you doing? I'm not kicking my ass.
FBI releases
the pen is blue.
Claiming RT founder beat himself to death in his hotel room.
I thought maybe you were going to say he choked to death on a throat lozenge or something, but.
Wow.
How do you beat yourself? How do you do that? You just run into the wall until you pass, until you. I don't know.
Just keep slugging yourself, you know? Wow. Stop it!
Yes,
stop
apparently
it.
The media mogul and founder of RT killed himself by repeatedly smashing his head and upper body into the ground of his hotel room.
Never mind. Don't bother with those 5 bullet holes in his back because, you know, that was all a ricochet thing. And, you know. Wow.
Originally, they reported he died of a heart attack.
Never mind all the bruises that aren't associated with heart attacks.
Okay, so I've got some of the weirdest headlines today.
I mean, do these guys, they've gotten away with it so long, they don't even try anymore.
Here's some weird, come on, okay, work with me here.
All right.
weird link between Las Vegas shooter and the Bohemian Grove.
No. Weird. You know what's really weird, too, is last week they found that his girlfriend's fingerprints were all over the hotel room and the ammo casings. But she wasn't there, right?
No,
she's... And she's not connected to the same Filipino terrorist organization that California Senator Leland Yee was caught trying to sell weapons to.
I'm talking about...
Is that the Leland Yee?
I'm talking about...
Weird.
I'm talking about relative important headlines here. Chelsea Clinton says women's reproductive rights are connected to climate change. Top that with something real.
With something real?
I'm working. Got a little quiet here, didn't it? Yeah, a little quiet in the room.
Well, I already blew my thunder on this guy that beat himself to death. So,
okay. Germany introduces women's pants with safety alarms to thwart migrant sex attacks.
How does the alarm know it's a migrant?
I don't know. It goes, ay, 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 ay. I don't know. I'm reading real headlines here, and this is all relative important stuff, considering we just got an executive order signed in December that says that we have a national emergency because of human rights abuses and corruption.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I want to know, I don't know how Chelsea's tying her reproductive health rights to climate change. I mean, what do? Lay down in a field and go, take me.
I have no idea.
Even question? I mean, it's Chelsea.
Was locker room talk.
I mean, unless you're implying that their menstrual cycle has something to do with the weather or something, I don't get it.
I'm not sure I get it either. You know, I posted, going back to some serious stuff here, and then we'll go back to the stupid stuff.
I get it.
Uh-oh.
The reproductive cycle depends on how much hot air is in the air at the time. I'm going to get killed when I get
home. Oh, yes, you are.
I'm so dead.
You are. I can't believe you really said that over the waves. I mean,
I'm dead.
You're deep, deep.
Oh, just don't
trouble.
Be politically correct, Mark says. Everything will be fine.
And you listened?
I never said a word.
I don't know. It's just so stupid. Nonsensical.
I did post a good video on the Sovereign Mind Facebook page, the Bitcoin PSYOP. I highly recommend that everybody watch this because it's very enlightening on what is going on with the Bitcoin, because people don't realize that Bitcoin and blockchain are not the same thing. Mm-mm. And people don't it's a takeover by the Federal Reserve. No. And so I highly recommend that you go in there if you want to understand anything about Bitcoin, watch that. Now we can go back to the real important headlines like, new California law allows them to put you in jail if you put a straw in the glass of one of the people you're waiting on. But not
you
really.
Are fake news.
Because they're not going to go after the waiters. They're going to go after the guy who owns the store because he's got money, the restaurant, because, those waiters, we want a redistribution of the wealth campaign because that's very important. Because if you put a damn straw in my glass, heads are going to roll.
Mm-hmm.
We were at Denny's this morning, actually, and the gal, set down three straws because we had three orange juices. And I looked at Jeff and I went, now, is this a $3,000 fine? Does it compound on itself? Or is this only one incident? And he's just laughing. And I'm like, but that's how it's going to be if they sign this stupid bill.
And they had the guy that was on there, and he looked like, what's his name, Bill Nye, the stupid guy that's not even he has no science background. He's not a scientist. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, explaining and how can this is very valid because think of all those straws going into the landfills, and it's like,
oh, really?
Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, these guys are educated beyond their own intelligence. It's true. They got they went to a college and got filled the garbage in garbage out scenario, the theory.
Mm-hmm.
These guys got filled full of garbage, and that's the only thing that comes out of their mouth. I mean, they have no common freaking sense, but. The guys that are helping them pass the law have enough common sense to go after the people who own the restaurant that have money to get more to fill their coffers up. But that's just coincidence because redistribution of the wealth and social justice, those are concepts that we should all adhere to, right?
Well, it's because California's budget outlook is so rosy and so cheery and so grand that we just have to tax everything into oblivion to float it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, businesses are getting a tax cut from the federal government. Let's go after that right now.
And why do we need the federal government at all? Oh, I don't know, to protect us from foreign countries invading us and turning us into slaves.
And you.
Yeah. Here's another report. Rape reports up by 400% in Sweden since Sweden's capital since 1996. I wonder what happened shortly after 1996 that made all of a sudden the men took the wrong pills and then they got real horny, or what happened? Why is the rapes up?
Yep.
Did it have something to do with immigration?
Ah, ding, 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 ding. Give that guy a bonus lollipop.
Racist.
Take that for data.
But why would we talk about that? Because all those DACA recipients, when they're not carrying bombs and wiring up IUDs, and, you know, I mean, they're raping people, so what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's bad, right?
Let's let a few more in.
Yeah. Throw open the doors.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Who cares?
Have a heart.
I know. You don't care about the children, do you?
Whose kids are we talking about? just saying.
Boy. So Trump's looking to get the things released, the FISA. Yeah, I think this is going to be a real problem for some people. And it could be.
What is with Jeff Sessions?
I think Jeff Sessions is being blackmailed. That's my personal opinion.
Somebody's got something.
Yeah.
He's sitting there like a stick in the mud.
You got to wonder what it is.
Either that or he's the biggest submarine in history.
How, at this point, does that do any good?
I don't know. But if Trump fires him using his constitutional authority to get somebody in there who's actually going to do his job, then he is colluding with the Russians. Isn't he?
Well, that's the key, isn't it? He's not doing his job.
That's it.
Everybody else would get fired. We'd all get fired from our jobs if we didn't do it. So why is government any different? Do your job.
I'll have to think about that for a while because I'm not sure if I can wrap my head around that because I'm offended.
Oh, my goodness.
Boo, frickety who.
Listen, let me tell you how the rules are here, okay? I get to offend you, but you can't offend me. That's how it works. Now, just, you know, isn't that how it works?
Wrong answer.
I don't know.
Wrong
answer. Did they miss a meeting or a memo?
Yeah, there was a memo on this thing. There was a memo on this thing because the rules are that, you know, I mean, nobody, you know, minds if they offend somebody else, so why?
Pretty sure I have a First Amendment right to offend whoever I feel like.
Right, isn't it pretty unilateral? Yeah. Everybody gets one?
No, I
don't see any protection against being offended, but I definitely have a protected right to offend the hell out of you.
No, come on. I heard Beaker and Bunsen, and then there was
the Muppets again.
And Anderson Cooper. God.
Yeah.
And then who's that other schmo? Bill Maher.
Anderson and the Pooper.
Anderson Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
He needs the scooper.
Yeah.
just
call him a diaper daddy.
Well, he's, you know. But they all say that they can say anything they want to offend us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we say something back to offend them, then we're somehow corrupted.
Terrible. Horrible people.
We're horrible people.
Awful, rough.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Let's go to a break before I go off the deep end.
If you want to call in, the number here is 5-0-6-0-5-4-5-6-7. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me. That I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy.
I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. 'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me away. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the world I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise.
We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Please join us for the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It'll be held Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 5 with a catered tri-tip or chicken dinner served at 5:30. You'll enjoy great food and awesome prizes, as well as live and silent auction items. All proceeds will benefit the Jefferson Legal Fund. Tickets are $35 each, or get a pair for $60. Cost for a table of 8 is $500 and includes 8 dinners and $600 in prize tickets. In Shasta County, call Chris Kellstrom at 530-526-2352 for tickets or more information. In Tehama County, call Patty Smith at 530-586-2166. We'll see you Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And remember, the time has come for 51.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
It's not easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. Seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. And people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like a mountain, or important, like a river, or tall like a tree.
Oh, boy. I mean, these headlines are just like, I feel like I'm in Oz or someplace. We don't have any news anymore from any of these mainstream outlets. It's like,
it's been that way a while, yeah.
Yeah. You might as well just go slap yourself a couple of times. And
just go beat yourself to death in a motel room
and beat yourself to death.
Yeah. I just can't take it anymore.
There are less painful ways to kill yourself.
I'm going to continually fling myself upon this floor until dead from it.
That's right. I'm gonna bludgeon myself about the head and shoulders.
Yeah, neck and lower extremities.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, here's another one. Illinois unveils another shocker. Sell a record $107 billion in debt to fund insolvent pensions.
Who is buying Illinois' debt right now?
That was my first question, is who's going to buy that? Yeah, I'm going
to... Who's purchasing the state of Illinois?
Maybe Greece. Or Venezuela.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, because they'll just print up a bunch of worthless paper, you know.
There you go.
Or they'll send toilet paper. I'm pretty sure that's pigeons. I mean the same thing.
Wait, they're out of those too.
the first line is, if there's such a thing as a financial hell, it's probably Greece. Okay. With Illinois coming in a close second. Now, oh, wow. It's they're drowning under a mountain of debt, unpaid bills, unfunded pensions liabilities, and its largest city, Chicago, is suffering from a staggering outbreak of violent crime, and none of this is connected, you do understand.
No.
And the place is run by communists. This is why it doesn't work.
Let's see. I think you're missing the point.
What? The point that it's drowning in debt, or the fact that Rahm Emanuel is a communist?
You're connecting dots that would create some sort of conspiratorial view of history.
I know how to fix it. Let's bring back Blagojevich.
The blog.
Yeah.
What's his name? Drag?
Rod Blagojevich.
What is it? Rod.
Vlad.
The former governor of Blagojevich.
Oh, Vlad the Impaler Blagojevich. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Frankly, we're complaining with somebody else.
Don't worry.
Yeah, pay me, Blagojevich.
Don't worry, I will impale you on our debt.
I'm pretty sure if you want to get rid of somebody in Illinois, you just drop them in South Chicago overnight on a Friday.
He's probably at Club Fed, you know, playing tennis and having a glass of wine right now and, you know...
Learning how to make a shank out of your toothbrush from Martha Stewart.
Trying to figure out how to shave the garlic really thin so it goes into the sauce properly.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough.
That's his roommate.
Doggone it, people like me.
That's his roommate.
Yeah. You know,
his cellmate.
That's his cellmate.
And I understand we're being a little goofy today.
A little tongue-in-cheek, maybe?
For us. But, I mean, at the point that you get to just where you're stuck swimming in this stuff, you either turn to sarcasm and a sense of humor, or
because it's like, good God.
These headlines pretty much, because this is not out of the Onion or the fake news category.
It should be.
These are all real news articles.
And they tend to leave you speechless.
Yeah, what do you say to that?
And on mainstream, so the only thing that I can see of value is alternative news sources, and all this stupid crap coming out of the mainstream media that's talking about everything under the stuff, the sun, that doesn't matter a frickin' bit.
Well, like, okay,
you can't handle the truth.
When in the
hell we can.
Did Snoop Dogg become the shining light of politically correct thought in America? Yeah, he's real cognitive, isn't he?
Hey, don't be talking about the dog.
Oh, I'm a Snoop Dogg fan. Don't get me wrong. Grew up on Snoop Dogg. Okay.
But still, it doesn't mean I'm going to go to the former murdering rap star gangster Pothead for my political commentary on what should be in the world.
I you know, quite frankly, I don't even know one Snoop Dogg song because I can't go.
I bet you if I played you a couple, you recognize them.
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
There's one we play every week.
What is it?
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Busted!
That's actually the end of a Snoop Dogg song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it? Yeah. Wow. See, I didn't even know that. Shows you how politically...
Well, we'll have to play a little Gin and Juice.
Gin and Juice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well... we're almost to the end of the show, so
so no Gin and Juice this week.
No Gin and Juice, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Snoop.
I gotta find you know.
Enjoy Canada.
They won't allow him in, so how's that gonna work? He can't do that.
Why was he going to Canada anyway?
Because he doesn't want to live here under Trump because it's so hard to become a millionaire pothead.
Did you really say all that in one sentence?
Yeah, I did.
Why does he need to leave California? You can do all that here.
Because Jerry Brown's going to tax.
He doesn't want to pay the tax.
That's right. He's going to get taxed to death by Jerry Brown. Well,
it's tough out there for a pimp, Bob, didn't you know?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Remember, don't. I'm speechless. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, and force, and it's force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, and I'm going to go smack my sister.
And everybody have a great week.